In silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你在这里举办天国的筵席。
Lord, we thank you for arranging this spiritual banquet feast for us today.
你应许要用你的话，用你的灵，用你的爱来满足我们。
You have promised that you will use your word, your spirit, and your love to satisfy our hearts.
我们感谢你，你感动我们的同龄还有朋友来参加这个宴席。
Lord, we truly thank you for moving so many brothers and sisters and newcomers to come attend the spiritual feast with us.
求主你大大的感动我们。
May the Lord greatly move us.
让我们能够打开我们的心来迎接你。
So that we can open wide our hearts to receive your presence.
让我们能够来享受你的恩典。
So that we can enjoy the great abundant spiritual grace within you.
让我们能够来享受你本身。
So that we can have enjoyment within your spirit.
让我们觉得我们在这里真好。
So that we can truly enjoy the presence. This is a wonderful place.
主，我们感谢你。
And Lord, we thank you.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
All glory and praise be unto your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
人生是什么？
What is human's life?
这个是和你难以了解的一个问题。
This is a very deep and difficult question to answer.
只有创造人类的神才能够告诉我们人生是什么。
Only the creator of whole mankind can answer what is the purpose of our life.
主耶稣说，我是世界的光。
Lord Jesus said, I am the light of this world.
我们看太阳出来，真好。
See the sunlight appear, it is a refreshing experience.
第一个，它带给我们温暖。
Firstly, it brings us warmth.
所以为什么大家都要想来加州？
So that is one reason why many people like to come to California.
因为这是阳光充满的地方。
Because this is a place filled with sunshine and light.
这是温暖的地方。
This is a warm place.
有的地方零下几十度。
In some places, there are several degrees below zero.
但是加州还是很温暖。
But California remains warm and balmy.
主的光带给我们温暖。
So God's light brings us warmth.
让我们感受到他的爱。
So we can enjoy the presence of His love.
所以我们愿意来亲近他。
And so we're willing to draw closer to Him.
第二个。
Secondly.
主耶稣是光。
Lord Jesus is light.
他让我们在他里面能够看到盼望。
In Him, we can see the true living hope.
黑夜已过。
The dark has passed.
白昼已经到了。
The dark night has passed, and the day has light has shone.
我们在世界上看不到盼望。
And in this world, we cannot see true hope.
我们在人生看不到盼望。
In this life, we cannot see hope.
但是在耶稣里面，我们看到真正的盼望。
But in Jesus, we can truly see the true hope of all mankind.
更重要的，当光一来到，我们就看万物都很清楚。
And more importantly, when a true light comes into our hearts, our eyes have become clear. We can perceive things in this world very clearly as they truly are.
当主耶稣光照我们，我们看这个世界就很清楚。
When the Lord Jesus' light shines upon us,Everything becomes clear in this world.
我们不再瞎眼，我们不再短视。
We're no longer blinded. We're no longer short-sighted.
我们已经看得很清楚。
Now we can see clearly.
那想从彼得后书第一章来查考帐篷的人生。
And this morning we like to study from 2 Peter chapter 1, the life in a tabernacle.
圣经用很多不同的比喻来描写人生是什么。
The Bible uses many parables to compare what is life compared to.
这些比喻是很简单的。
And these parables are very simple in nature.
但是他把最深奥的人生讲得很清楚。
Yet they can bring the deepest mysteries of life into light.
我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.Verse 13. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you. Verse 14. Knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me.
15.
Verse 15, moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease.
这个十三节说我在帐篷的时候。
And verse 13 says, while I am in this tent.
那十四节说我脱离这个帐篷的时候。
And verse 14 says, after I put off this tent.
如果只看这两节，这个在讲什么？
And if we just look at these two verses, what is it talking about?
哦，是不是彼得带着帐篷到哪个风景区去露营呢？
Does it mean that Peter was carrying with him a tent to go camping everywhere he was going?
但是到十五节就讲得很清楚了。
But we can see the definition of tent in verse 15.
使你们在我去世的以后常常纪念这些事。
So that you will always have the reminder of these things after my decease.
哦，所以我们这样对照比较就知道，所谓脱离帐篷就是离开这个世界。
And so from verse 15 we can see what it means to put off this tent. It means to leave this world.
那他说我脱离这帐篷。
And here it states that I put off my tent.
所以我跟帐篷是不一样的。
Which means that I and a tent are two different things.
那我住在帐篷，才下一步是我脱离帐篷。
So when I dwell in the tent, the next step would be I take leave of the tent.
那没有住在帐篷，就没有脱离帐篷这一回事。
If I do not dwell in the tent, then there will be no second action to put off my tent.
所以彼得的人生观叫做帐篷的人生观。
And so Peter's concept of life is a life of tent living.
好，那这个帐篷是什么？
And so what is a tent?
这个帐篷就是我们的肉体。
This tent refers to our physical body.
就是我们看得见摸得到这个身体。
It is the body that we can touch and feel, this flesh that we carry around with us.
那我是什么？
And so who is the true I?
我就是住在这个肉体里面那个灵魂。
That true self within is the inner man, that spiritual soul that's within us.
所以从圣经的了解，我们就知道人是两部分造成的。
So from the description in the Bible, we understand the man is composed of two parts.
当神造用尘土造人，那个是尘土造的人是不会动的。
When God created humans with the clay of the soil, it is someone who cannot be moved.
那神吹口气，他就变成有灵的活人。
But when God breathed a breath of life within him, he became a living being.
他就是一个跟你我一样是有生命的。
He is a human being, just like you and I.
所以我们对人生的了解就是真正的我是住在肉体里面那个灵魂。
So we need to recognize the true I is the soul that lives within our hearts.
那这样我们就知道说我们在世界上常常我们生活的焦点重点好像跟圣经讲的不太一样。
Within our bodies, and so we.With this recognition, then the focus and the center of our life shall be different, as the Bible states.
如果有一天我们去风景区露营。
And one day we are to go camping.
忽然间，好像有一条狗或者熊来，把这个帐篷全部都搞坏了。
And let's say we were staying in the tent, and one day there was some creature like a bear or animal that came to remove our tent.
请问我们第一个是会保护这个帐篷，还是住在帐篷里面那些家人？
And so, if that were to happen, we must ask the question: What is the first priority to protect those people, our family who's within the tent, or the tent itself?
就好像如果我们有家人发生车祸。
Just as if our family members were to encounter an accident.
我们打电话，第一个问题是车子有没有撞坏，还是你有没有受伤？
The first phone call we make and the first question we ask would be, is the car safe? Or we ask instead, are the family members safe?
如果我们被一个公司雇请。
And today, if we have been hired by a company,
你开的车子发生车祸。
And the car that you are driving has gone into an accident.
那个老板第一个问是我的车子有没有撞坏，还是说你有没有受伤？
And the boss would ask first, was the car damaged, or would he ask, are you hurt?
虽然这个次序有一点不一样这是很大的不同。
And even though we can ask questions at different sequence and order, we can see the priority is different.
如果他第一个问题问，公司的车子有没有撞坏？
If he first asks, is the car damaged?
我们就知道这个老板是 重他的财产过于他的员工。
Now we know that this employer is more interested in the value of his possessions than the value of the life of his employee.
那如果这个老板问说，哎，你有没有受伤啊？
And if the employer first asks, are you all right? Then we know.
那我们就知道这个老板是爱他的员工，坐他的车子。
That this employer cares more about the life of his employee than the condition of his car.
那我们用这个在想我们自己对待自己。
And so with this perspective, let's consider our own viewpoints.
我们现在人很注重饮食。
We now care so much about healthy foods and eating.
什么都是要有机的。
Everything that we eat should be organic.
第二个，运动。
Secondly, we should exercise.
所以你在跟那个运动的那个gym 里面看到好多人在那运动。
And so we can see masses of people frequenting the gyms to exercise and build a better body.
一大早你就公园路上很多人在走路。
And when you get up early in the morning, you see many people taking walks in the park.
他会告诉你运动的心得。
They know they can share with you their inspiration to exercise and have a healthy living.
有一个姐妹说，我运动到流汗，哇，非常好。
And sister shared that I exercise until I sweat, and it's really refreshing for me.
第三个就是休息。
And thirdly is to care a lot about rest.
那这样我们身体就会健康。
Then our body will be healthy.
所以现在很注重健康的人真的是很多。
And so there are many people who are very interested in maintaining healthy bodies today.
但是我们不管怎么注重健康，这是帐篷。
But no matter how much we care about this body, the body is simply a tent that we dwell in.
这是很重要，不错。
And it is true, this tent is important to us.
但是我们有没有看顾住在帐篷里面这真正的我？
But have we really taken care of the inner me, the true me that's living within this tent?
那忽然间我们就发现啊，我真的没有想过这个问题。
Then we suddenly realize that we have not given this question much thought.
所以这个圣经的话好像光一照就让我们看到自己更清楚。
And so the words of God shine like a light so we can see the true self within.
所以帐篷的人生就是真正的我这个灵魂住在肉体里面。
And so the life of tents is to understand the true self that's dwelling within.
所以我们常常听一句话说，一本书啊不能用它的这个表皮来认定它的价值。
There is a saying that we do not value a book by reading its cover.
为什么？
Why?
因为不管它印得好不好。
Because no matter how well it is printed.
里面的内容最重要。
The value of the book is determined by its content.
所以一个人的价值不在乎他的外在。
And so a person's value of life is not based on his outward experience.
当然外在很健康，长得很好，有很多好的衣服穿，当然是很好。
Of course it is very good if a man has a beautiful outward appearance and has good clothes to go along with that good appearance.
但是那不代表真正的价值。
But this does not represent the true value of life.
那是真正的我的外在的一些东西。
It is but an exterior shell to the true inner me that is within.
那这个真正的我就是住在我里面肉体那个灵魂。
And the true I within that inner man is the one living inside this tent.
那在我们刚刚所读的第二章彼得后书第一章的十四节。
And let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 14.
我们刚刚所读的。
And what we have read just previously.
谁来决定我们要住多久？
And who is the one that determines how long we dwell in this tent?
十四节。
Verse 14.
说我脱离这个帐篷时候快到了。
That knowing surely I must put off this tent.
因为主耶稣指示彼得。
Just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me.
主耶稣要升天以前。
So before Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
告诉彼得。
He told Peter.
你年轻的时候你可以自由来往。
When you're young, you can go anywhere as you please.
但是你年纪大的时候，人要把你绑起来，带到你不愿意去的地方。
But when you're old, your hands will be bound, and you'll be led where you do not want to go.
所以主耶稣已经指示他要什么时候死，他要怎么死。
And so Lord Jesus has already predicted how he would die and when he would die.
所以真正的我从帐篷出来，这个时间是神在决定的。
And so when our inner man takes leave of this tent, is a timing that is determined by God alone.
因此我们要活多久，我们不知道。
And therefore we do not know how long we're going to dwell on this earth.
但是神早就知道。
But God already knew ahead of time.
但是我们能够确定，就是那一天越来越近。
This we do know, the day of departure is drawing closer and closer day by day.
你不管这个外面这个帐篷你怎么保养哦，老化是免不了的。
Therefore, it doesn't matter how well you maintain the exterior tent, the decaying process of aging will never end.
只是有的老化是慢慢来。
For some people, the aging process is slower than others.
有的老化是好像急下山。
Some people age very quickly, like falling off a mountain.
但是有一天一定 会垮下来，这是确定的。
But the end result is the same for everyone.
所以神决定我们离开帐篷的时候。
And therefore, God determines the time when we shall depart from this tent.
那我们离开帐篷以后要做什么？
So after we have departed from this tent, what do we do?
我们看彼得后书。
Let's look at Second Peter.
第一章的十六节。
Verse 16. For we do not follow cunning devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His Majesty.
十七节。
Verse 17, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Verse 18, and we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
这里彼得在提到他对主耶稣的体验。
And Peter here mentions a special experience he had from the Lord Jesus.
Verse 17节。
Verse 17,
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大的荣光中有声音向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
When Lord Jesus received honor and glory from Father above, there was a voice saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.
这是遍茂山的体验。
This was the experience that when he had on Mount of Transfiguration.
主耶稣带着彼得雅各约翰上到山上去。
When Lord Jesus took Peter, John, and James to follow him up to the mountain to pray.
正在祷告。
While they were praying,
忽然间,
all of a sudden,
物质界好像不见了。
The physical realm disappeared.
灵界显现了。
And the spiritual realm came into life.
那个五十几岁很憔悴的主耶稣不见了。
That 50-some-year-old looking Lord Jesus disappeared.
他所看到的是一个衣服洁白、容貌放光、非常荣耀、非常威严的一个主耶稣。
What Peter witnessed was the Lord Jesus that was radiant, glorious, shining, bright.
忽然间他看见主。
Full of majesty and splendor. All of a sudden he realized who Lord Jesus really was.
每一天同在那个主耶稣在天上的宝座，他是荣耀的神。
And the Lord Jesus they were walking with every day is actually the glorious God who dwells in the high throne above.
所以十七节说他从神得到荣耀尊贵。是在极大的荣光中。
It says that Jesus received honor and glory coming from highest glory.
然后有一个声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。”
And then the voice confirming that this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
是吧？
Verse 18.
说我们跟他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这个声音从天上出来。
We heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him.On the holy mountain.
所以彼得传福音到年纪大了，他已经快要结束了，他就写彼得前后书。
And so when Peter was getting closer to the end of his age, he wrote First Peter and Second Peter.
那这个彼得前后书里面呢他提到过去的这个经验好像昨天发生。
And when Peter mentioned about this experience, it was as if it just happened yesterday.
因为那一部影像哦，一直刻在他的心里，那个声音一直震撼在他的心里，一直到年纪没有离开。
Because this experience, this vision has been inscribed into his heart deeply, and this voice has shaken him to the core.
所以十六节他才说。
And so in verse 16.
主耶稣的大能跟他降临的事情不是乖巧捏造的虚言。
And we do not follow cunningly devised fables when made to known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就是神。
Lord Jesus Christ is God himself.
主耶稣升天。
When he ascended to heaven,
主耶稣要再来。
He will come again.
这是一套理论。
This is not just a theory.
那这一套理论是捏造出来，是来安慰人的一个空谈吗？
Cunningly devised fable just to comfort people?
啊，因为彼得有这个体验，所以他说这不是，这是实在的。
And so Peter, with this experience, he can convict, speak with conviction that it is true what we're preaching to you. It is not a fable.
主耶稣的荣耀是实在的。
And Lord Jesus' glory is in fact real.
主耶稣回到天国，这是实在的。
And when Lord Jesus ascended back into heaven, this is a fact.
主耶稣要带我们回天国，这是实在的。
And it is true that Lord Jesus promises us that one day He will take us back into the kingdom of heaven.
哦，因为他个人的体验，所以主耶稣讲的话都变成是可信的，是实在的。
Of his personal experience, Peter can speak with conviction and passion.
今天我们所拜的主耶稣。
And he knew it was real. And so today, when we worship Jesus.Likewise,
就是主啊，彼得所跟从三年多的主耶稣。
We need to recognize that this is the same Lord that he followed for 3 years.
是同一个主耶稣。
And the same Lord in Christ.
他还活着。
He still lives today.
他还在天上。
He lives in heaven today.
他要再来。
He will come again.
他要带我们回去。
He will take us up into heaven with him.
这是实在。
This is a true fact.
不是理论，不是空谈。
It's not a fable that.
那根据这样啊，彼得才提到那我们人活着要做什么。
With this background in mind, that's when Peter discusses what is the purpose then of our temporary living in this tent.
哦，所以对这个人生看得很清楚，我们才知道那我活着要做什么。
Once we know and see clearly the ultimate destination of life, then we can then find out what is the purpose of our life now.
说你们虽然晓得这些事并在有真道上坚固我却要将这个事讲给你们听信彼得说你们其实已经知道了但是、哦、我要将这个事传讲给你们听
信 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12 says that even though you already know these things I still will not negligent to remind you always of these things
好像这个父母亲有时候常常提醒孩子其实讲的话都一样灌注在什么享受他人生最后一个阶段
For a retiree completely devoting the rest of his life to know how to enjoy his life to the fullest
而忘记了人生最重要一件事情
But yet to forget the most important thing in life
就是我离开世界我要回到神那里
Now when I depart from this world I shall meet God
所以有时候我们常常需要来虽然讯息是一样这样一直提醒我们自我反省自我调整这样是我们人生的目标不会走偏的。
Therefore, we continue to need to come to the presence, Lord, to be reminded of all these things, so that we can examine ourselves, adjust ourselves, correct ourselves, so that we can match this true value and goal as stated in the Bible.
那十三节。
In verse 13.
所以在这个上的时候说，提醒你们，激发你们。
So yes, I think it is right as long as I'm in this tent to stir you up by reminding you.
什么叫激发
？What does it mean to stir you up？
有时候你不需要提醒，我知道很清楚。
Sometimes we don't need people to remind us. We already know.
这个激发就是给他一点动机、动力。
A to stir us up means to give us a little more for motivation.
给他一个鼓励。
So that we can be greatly encouraged.
让他拿起行动往前走。
So that we can take up action and start walking.
所以我们来这个灵恩布道会，就是彼此要激发。
And so when we come to this spiritual competition, we need to encourage and inspire one another.
使我们人生有一个新的开始。
So that we can have a new start, new beginning in our life.
来追求圣经里面告诉我们人生的目标跟价值。
To pursue the true value and the direction of life in accordance to the Bible.
好，那到底我们活的一辈子，我们的价值在哪里？
If we are to live this entire life, what is the value, true value of this life?
好，我们现在看彼得后书的第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第三节跟第四节
Verse 3 to 4 As his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue Verse 4 By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust
如果我们没有看圣经
Today if we do not read the Bible
有很多人拜神，为什么我要拜神？为什么要信耶稣
？Many people question the purpose of spending time to worship God.
拜神信耶稣就是发财保平安。
The only purpose they can imagine is to have more prosperity and have peace in their home family.
那发财这个中文这个字不好听了 ，prosperity 就是繁荣繁盛。神祝福我在世界上很昌盛。然后我一切都很平安，这个就是我拜神了。
And to gain prosperity is to gain wealth, and it is to have what other people consider success and admire materially.
那如果你去问那个街头巷尾在拜偶像，在亚洲的
，If you are to talk to the people who worship Buddhists who worship on the streets in Asia,
或者说在这个哈西安达海山上也有一座偶像
，or to interview those people who worship their idols in Hacienda Heights.
你问他，你为什么开这么远来这里拜
？We will ask them, why do you drive so far away to come here to worship this temple?
大部分给我们答案是一样的。
And most of their responses will be the same.
发财保平安。
It is to gain prosperity and to have peace in their life.
那神看顾我们生活的需要，这个没有错，因为神是父亲。
There is nothing wrong with asking God to take care of our lives because He is our Father in heaven.
神要给我们平安，这也没有错。
And there's nothing wrong with asking for peace from our Father in heaven.
所以要真的让我们生活没有挂虑，活着很平安，不是去拜那个人造的神。
And therefore, if we want to have true peace and not to have anxieties and worries, it is to worship the one true God, not those idols.
要去拜那个造我们的神。
We need to find a true God, the Creator.Who created us?
现在问题在哪里？
And, but then, what is the problem?
问题是，如果我们信耶稣信了一辈子，我们头脑观念还是说信耶稣就是发财保平安，那就很可怜了。
But however, the problem lies in this elementary concept. If we believe in this elementary concept throughout our lives, which is to believe in Jesus Christ is simply for peace and prosperity, then we have not left the elementary teachings.
那个叫做信仰没有长进。
And this means our spiritual life has not grown or matured.
因为发财保平安啊，这个是肉体的事，这个是今生的事。
Because prosperity and peace is only a condition to our flesh, which is the earthly tent that is temporary.
所以哥林多前书保罗在想啊，他说我们以前啊是话语像小孩子，心思意念像小孩子。
So in 1 Corinthians says, before we think like babes and we act like babes.
那大了就把小孩子的事情放弃了。
But once we are mature, we put off these childish things.
这个是在讲属灵的。
And this is talking about spiritual life.
我们刚刚信主的时候
，Once we start to believe in Jesus in spiritual life,
神的恩典、神的爱感动我们来信。
We are moved greatly and touched by the love of God, so that we want to come and believe in Him.
但是受洗才是出生的婴孩。
And as we are baptized, we are born again as newborn babes.
但是如果受洗几十年，头脑里面还是发财保平安，那个叫做像婴孩。
But if we continue to have this babyish concept after 10 years of being baptized, then we remain a child.
那个是神的恩典里面 最小的一部分。
And this type of blessing from God is the smallest, the most minuscule of all blessings in the realm of blessings from God.
那个是会过去的。
This type of blessing will soon pass away.
所以为什么有的人信仰信了耶稣以后好像都没有在成长？
And therefore there are some people who believe in Jesus Christ for many years, but it seems like they never grow in Christ.
那我们怎么知道他没有成长？
How do we know that they have not grown in Christ?
因为他讲的话像小孩子。
Because when they talk like children.
因为他生活的样式像小孩子。
The way that they live their life is just like immature children.
因为他追求的事情像小孩子。
Because what they pursue after in this life are just like children.
那什么叫做大人？
So what does it mean to be a full-grown adult?
大人就是能够看清楚我们信仰真正的价值在哪。
An adult can perceive the true value and the reason that we live this life today.
所以在彼得后书里面，
And so in 2 Peter it says,
我们刚刚读的这个第四节，
And verse 4,
这里说神是给我们又宝贵又极大的应许。
That the Lord God has given us exceedingly great and precious promises.
什么是宝贵？
What is precious?
宝贵就是钱买不到的。
Precious means something that's unattainable by money.
钱买得到的都可以标价钱。
Everything that we can buy has a price tag.
钱买得到的既然可以标价钱，有钱的人就可以得到。
And so anyone who is wealthy can buy anything that has a price tag.
那既然是宝贵的，就价钱标不出来的。
And so when it says precious, it is something that cannot be attainable by just money.
那价钱标不出来，就是你有钱也买不到。
And when there is no price tag, it's priceless. You cannot purchase it with just wealth.
这个叫做宝贵。
And this is what is called precious.
所以信耶稣是要得到那宝贵的，钱买不到的。
And so as Christians who believe in Jesus Christ, our goal is to obtain what that which is unattainable, that precious thing.
那下面又极大的应许，那个极大是什么？
That exceedingly great promise. What is exceedingly great?
就是地上没有可以比较的。
It is something that's incomparable in this life.
这个叫做极大的应许。
This is called exceedingly great.
我们从主耶稣得到的，是你走出了教会里面没有可以比较的。
What we can attain in Christ is something that once we leave this church, we can never obtain anywhere else.
所以如果有一个人来到教会，想要让人认定他是什么？
And so if a person comes in this church today and wants to have high regard by others,
这个都是外面的事情。
This is still just an earthly value.
我们真正得到的，
What we truly obtain,
不是外面人可以比较的。
It is not something that is found in this world today.
就是极大的应许。
But it is in fact a precious and exceedingly great promise.
好，那这个应许是什么？
And what type of promise is this?
新约说最重要一个最有价值的是什么？
What is the most precious, most exceedingly valuable thing in believing Jesus Christ?
就是要重新改造那里面真正的我。
It is to truly transform the true self within.
不只是很照顾外面那个帐篷。
We don't just care about our outward tent.
所以这是我们信耶稣一个最重要的一个焦点的改变。
And so we need to focus on this as our life goal, is the transformation within.
圣经说操练身体益处还少，不是没有益处，益处比较少。
Bible says to physical training has some value.
所以每天早上去运动，操练身体，注重饮食，注重休息，这都很好。
So every day, exercising, resting, and watching what we eat does have some physical value.
但是有一个又宝贵又极大的应许，这个就值得我们花更多的时间去追求。
But there are exceedingly great and precious promises that we need to even devote more time to pursue after.
那这是什么？
And what is that?
这个就是敬虔上的操练。
And that is the discipline of godly living.
敬虔上的操练有今生跟来世的益处。
Godliness has value in the present life and the life to come.
这个 godliness 啊，你要看英文 godliness 这个字根是什么？是神。
The root of the word godliness is God Himself.
所以这个敬虔上操练就是操练到最后越来越像神。
The cultivation of godliness is to ultimately be reflect the image of God Himself.
那这有今生跟来处的好处。
And this will bring us value not just in this life but in life to come.
所以这个敬虔本身呢是看不见的，因为这是里面的。
Godliness is something that is abstract, we cannot see, yet it is so real within our body.
但是它带给我们好处是今生跟来世。
In our inner man, and it will bring us tremendous benefit in the current and life to come.
这个值得花更多的时间，更多的力量，全力以赴去追求。
We need to devote wholeheartedly into pursuing godliness in our time of life.
好，那第四节就讲了。
And verse 4 says,
啊，这是什么？
What is this?
脱离从世上情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
It is to partake in the divine nature of God, escaping from the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这个脱情欲来的败坏。
This is the corruption through lust.
情欲是什么？
What is lust?
情欲是肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲。
Lust refers to the pride of life, the pride of eyes, and the lust of the flesh.
这是世界上一般人所追求的。
These are the three basic things that the world pursues after today.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh.
眼目的情欲。
The desires of the eyes.
今生虚荣心的满足。
The pride of life.
这个到最后是败坏。
And at the end, it only brings us corruption.
是对人没有好处的。
It brings no value to our everlasting value to our life.
因为败坏还有什么好处？
Because what is the what benefit will there be to corruption?
你用很多的时间去精力去追求那个。
When you spend and devote so much time to pursue after such life things.
到最后是败坏。
At the very end, it is just corruption.
其实讲起来这是很可怜的。
And if we look at it in this way, how pitiful it is.
因为我们追求是会败坏的。
Because the things that we pursue after with so much effort
will
eventually corrode, but life is so precious.
你有六十年的生命，才有六十年的时间。
If we have 60 years to our age, then we only have 60 years to live this life.
但是如果六十年的生命都是在追求肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、虚荣心的满足，这是太可怜了。
But if all these 60 years is devoted to just pursuing after pride of life, the lust of flesh, and desires of the eyes, then there's no point in living.
因为这个死了就空了。
Because once we die, all this will go away. It's empty.
有时候还没有死，他已经离开我。
And sometimes when even before we depart from this world, it has already been taken away.
所以神要叫我们脱离从情欲来的败坏。
And therefore God teaches us to escape from the corruption of the flesh.
那下面得与神的性情有份。
And then to become the partakers of the divine nature of God.
这个就是人的价值。
And this is bringing value to us as a human being.
与神的性情有份。
It is to partake in the divine nature of God.
什么样的人是最有价值的人？
What kind of person is the most valuable person?
你就发现我们现在人的观念跟圣经是不一样的。
We find that the value of the society today is very different from the value of the Bible.
最有价值在这个世界上就是大家都想要那一种人。
The one who is most valued in this world today is what everybody wants to become.
那在耶利米书里面讲。
And Jeremiah states.
说夸口的不要因为勇力夸口。
That those who boast do not boast in your wealth.
夸口的不要因为他有智慧夸口。
Do not boast of your knowledge.
夸口不要因为他有钱财夸口。
Do not boast because of your wealth.
夸口要因为他有能够认识神。
But boast in this that you know God himself.
所以圣经里面把人性讲得透彻。
So the Bible describes the human nature so real.
人所宝贵的是什么？
What is it that is valued by humans?
第一个能力。
Firstly, power.
能够在这个世界上非常突出，很有表现。
That they can be so successful and outstanding in this life.
第二个，
Secondly,
知识。
And knowledge.
能够比别人更多 know how， 就别人不知道的。
So that they know more and have more know how than anyone else.
知识就是权力。
And knowledge is power.
第三个，
Thirdly,
钱财。
Riches.
这个是世界上一般人所追求的，觉得这样是好的。
What most people pursue after and they consider is a good thing.
但是当神造第一个人，
But when God created the first human on this earth,
神看为是好的。
What God saw was good.
这个就是最好的。
That was the best.
那一个人是什么？
And who is that man?
那一个人就是有神的形象。
That man had the likeness and image of God.
那这个有神的形象的人有两个好处。
And well, there are two benefits to having the image of God.
第一个，
Second,
他很尊贵。
He is very precious.
他叫做神的儿子。
He is called the Son of God.
没有一个身份比神的儿子更尊贵。
There is no other status that is more precious than being called the Son of God.
他的父亲是天上的神。
His father is a heavenly father above.
是宇宙的主宰。
It is God and creator of all this universe.
掌管一切。
He controls this whole universe.
他坐在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
He dwells in unapproachable light.
他坐在至高之处。
He lives in the utmost highest heavens.
那一位神。
And that God
接纳我们做他的儿女。
Has been willing to adopt us as his
child. 没有一个比这更尊贵。
There is nothing more precious than his status.
这个就是神所创造第一个人，他有神的形象。
And this is what the glory of the first man that was created by God. He had an image of God. Very precious.
第二个。
Secondly,
神就赐福给这个人。
Then God gave blessings on this man.
什么福气？
And what type of blessing?
住在伊甸园的福气。
This blessing of being able to dwell in paradise in the Garden of Eden.
那住在伊甸园有什么福气？
And what is the purpose of living in the Garden of Eden?
第一个，所有你看的，你都是你的。
Firstly, everything that you see belongs to you.
这只是第一个福气而已。
And this is only the first blessing.
那最大的福气是什么？
But what is the greatest blessing?
天天可以看到神。
Is that every day you can see God face to face.
看到神的荣耀。
You can see the glory of God every day.
天天可以听神讲话。
Every day you can hear the voice of God speaking.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
God's words are spirit and they are life.
神就是我们内心的满足。
God's words are God is the satisfaction of our soul.
天天跟神同在。
Every day we are close to Him.
这个是第一个人。
This is the first man.
非常尊贵。
Very precious.
而且充满着神祝福的恩典。
Exceedingly precious and filled with the grace and blessings of God.
那现在我们比较第一个人。
And now let's compare that first man.
我们发现我们已经没有神的形象。
We find that we are lacking the image of God.
犯罪亏缺神的荣耀。
We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罪是羞耻的。
And sin is a shame.
罪是病。
Sin is a disease.
没有办法医的病。
It is an incurable disease.
罪的结果是死。
The consequence of sin is death.
罪就是债。
And sin is a debt.
没有办法偿还的债。
It is a debt that can never be repaid.
最后要跟神算账，没有办法偿还。
On the last day, we need to settle the accounts. We can never pay back for all our debts with God.
所以现在人的情况是什么？
And so, what is the true consequence and status of humankind today?
是没有尊贵，活在罪里面。
It is one without any preciousness and one that does not live, that lives in corruption.
是病到死在罪里面。
When they die in sin.
是欠债欠到没有办法还。
They have so much debt they can never repay their whole entire life.
从属灵上来说，这是现在人的现况。
And from the spiritual perspective, this is the true reality of man.
所以从圣经来看，现在人很可怜。
And so from perspective of the Bible, the people today are very pitiful.
为什么社会一大堆问题？
Why does the society have plagues of problems?
为什么人有这么多的忧虑？
Why do men suffer from so much anxiety, disorders, and depression?
因为人已经失去了神的形象。
Because men have lost the godly image of God.
人已经失去了神的恩典。
Man has lost the blessings of God.
所以人的价值在哪里？
And so what is the value of man?
重新塑造我们有神的形象。
Only when we recover that lost image of godliness from God.
那这要怎么做？
How can we do that?
这个就是靠救恩。
And that is only through the salvation plan of God.
所以这里说我们可以跟神的性情有份。
And therefore it promises here that we can become partakers of God's divine nature.
人有人性。
That humans have human nature.
人性已经败坏了。
But human nature is already corrupt.
神有神性。
But God has his divine nature.
神性要借着圣灵充满在我们里面。
God's divine nature shall pour abundantly into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
神性要借着他的话。灵生命充满在我们里面。
And that divine nature should be filled with our heart through His Word, His Spirit, and His love.
神性要借着神的爱充满在我们里面。
And that divine nature will fill us with His love.
使我们重新变成一个荣耀神的人。
Through His love, we shall become again one that can glorify His name.
能够重新回到伊甸园，享受神丰盛的恩典。
Again, we can be reconciled and return back to paradise to enjoy the daily grace and blessing of living in the presence of God.
做神的儿女。
So that we can become the true son and daughter of God.
以色列叫做神的王子。
Israel is called the Prince of God.
谁是以色列？
Who is Israel?
你跟我都是以色列。
You and I today, we are all.
做人真正的价值在哪里？
So truly, we are all Prince of God. What is the purpose and value of our life then?
跟神的性情有份。
Is to have partakers in divine nature.
成为有神性情的人。
And to have a part of this godly nature.
那要再来继续。
And then.
那人生要追求什么？
What else do we pursue in this life?
唱诗。
To sing him.
232首。
232. This is called renewal in spirit.
不断的更新，我们就越来越像主耶稣。
Continually renewing ourselves in spirit will be more and more like Jesus.
除了圣经的话之外。
And other than the words of God in the Bible.
圣灵要把神的本性浇灌在我们心。
Holy Spirit shall pour down the divine nature into our hearts.
因为圣灵就是神的灵，就是神本身。
Because the Holy Spirit is Spirit of God, He is God Himself.
所以神丰盛的本性都在圣灵里面。
The fullness of Godhead is in the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵无限量的充满我们。
And when the Holy Spirit fills in us unlimitedly,
那我们就一直在变化。
Then we'll continue to transform.
这个叫做成长。
And this is called maturation.
所以信仰要更新，信仰要成长。
And so for our spirit to grow and mature,
这个叫做属灵的追求。
This is called spiritual pursuit.
没有追求。
Without pursuit,
我们就不会改变。
Then we will not transform.
没有追求。
Without pursuit,
我们就不会成长。
Then we cannot grow.
我们还是继续是婴孩。
Then we continue to be like babes.
所以属灵的追求非常重要。
And therefore, spiritual pursuit is very important.
这是最有价值的。
This is the most valuable thing in life.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
Finally, we will pray now.
我们可以求圣灵。
We can pray for the Holy Spirit.
还有求圣灵充满。
Pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit.
如果你是第一次来我们教会，
And to dwell within it, this is the first time you come to our church.
我们祷告的方式，第一个，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
This is how we pray here. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后重复念哈利路亚赞美。
Then followed by repeating Hallelujah, Hallelujah to praise the Lord.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
看不见摸不到。
Someone you cannot see, you cannot touch.
但是他可以充满在我们当中。
Yet he can fill us with here.
神一充满。
And once he fills us,
我们就会受感动，讲一种听不懂话，叫说方言。
We will be touched to utter a known tongue.
那感觉到非常喜乐，非常平安，非常有力量。
And we will feel exceeding peace, joy in our lives.
有时候会感觉到好像热流，有时候会感觉好像电下来。
Sometimes you may experience it like electricity. Sometimes like warmth.
那祷告完，我们所有的忧愁、忧伤、苦闷、委屈，全部都被拿掉了。
Now in prayer, everything. When the Holy Spirit comes, you should take away all our griefs, all our sorrows, all our suffering.
所以我们最后要来祷告，求圣灵。
And finally, we will pray now, praying for the Holy Spirit.
求圣灵充满。
And praying for the fullness of that Holy Spirit.
所以如果你想要求圣灵，
you'd like to pray for this Holy Spirit.
要求恩典。
To pray for the grace.
接受按手。
And to receive the laying of hands.
可以请你到前面来。
Please come forward.
我们先来一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.